Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very, very senior and accomplished professional from the world of technology from Singapore, Mr. Jeevan Tulsiani. Jeevan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Jeevan is the head of marketing of TZ APAC, the leading Asia-based blockchain adoption entity, supporting the Tezos ecosystem. His passion is highlighting the captivating stories of creators and builders in the Tezos ecosystem across the journey. So, Jeevan, before we talk about Tezos and all the tech, tell me a little bit about your own journey.
Sure. So, hi, everyone. My name is Jeevan. I'm from Singapore, born and brought up in Singapore, working in Singapore as well. I actually started my journey. I mean, I've actually been working since I was 16. So very, very curious about life, about different industries. So I sold memberships in a boxing club. I worked for my father's trading company. I did telemarketing. I worked in call center. So a very wide variety. And then I traveled the world, most specifically in South America. And then I came back, finished my university, and then I joined the corporate world proper post degree. Mm-hmm. And I found my first step into the working world in communications. Mm-hmm. So when I was in my national service, I was actually working for the Air Force Information Center. So I was working, I was enlisted into the Air Force. Mm-hmm. And I actually joined the corporate communications arm of the Air Force. So that was my first step into communications. We launched the Facebook and Instagram pages of the Air Force during my time there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. This was years ago, you know, when Facebook was still popular, mm-hmm. you know. And so that was when I actually learned about storytelling. I would go abroad to cover exercises between Singapore and air forces of other countries. And then after that, I moved into the agency route, where I worked for a couple of leading agencies in Singapore, mm-hmm. mostly across tech and then to sports.
Mm.
And then I went into edutech. That's when I started to dabble a little bit more into marketing. So you know, although I started my career by specializing in comms, I also wanted to build up my expertise in marketing as well.
Mm.
So I was in edutech for 2.5 years with this company called Tiger Hall. Mm. You might have heard of them, or you might not have heard of them, but actually what they are doing might resonate a lot with you. Mm. Knowledge sharing, mm. So a lot of leadership insights, okay. But with senior leaders across the different industries. So mm. CEOs, senior directors, you learn directly from them through podcasts and live streams, yeah. through a mobile app. Mm. So I was there for about 2.5 years. And then I made a transition here into TZ APAC because blockchain was something that I really, really believed in. And, you know, it's the Tezos ecosystem is very, very vibrant. Mm. I resonate a lot with the values of the Tezos ecosystem. And so right now I'm here as head of marketing, bringing on board all the experiences from my past lives and leading the marketing team for TZ APAC, which, you know, you can call an enabler.
Mm.
We are supporting startup founders to build Web3 solutions on the Tezos blockchain. We are empowering artists to create amazing art and further their craft on Tezos blockchain as well.
Mm.
So yeah, we are just here to support everybody to flourish.
So tell me a little bit about the Tezos ecosystem. What is this?
Yeah, so Tezos is basically a pioneering layer one proof of stake blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are people of different fields doing work on Tezos. So we, you know, whether you are a founder of a startup, you have an idea of, you know, creating a Web3 solution or an NFT marketplace or a DeFi platform, a decentralized finance platform. There are a lot of startup founders who are doing that on Tezos at the moment. And then the Tezos ecosystem is also really filled with some amazing artists from all over the world, all over Asia, who are creating really, really good art on Tezos. It's a very, very strong community of like-minded creators.
Mm.
And then you also a lot of developers and builders who you know, participate in a lot of hackathons in the hope of building, you know, the next game-changing blockchain solution. So it's an ecosystem that covers a very diverse audience, I would say.
Very interesting. And for a lot of my viewers and listeners, let me ask you a very basic question. What is blockchain and how can it help in increasing transparency?
Yeah, so blockchain is basically a technology that's centered across a distributed ledger that is publicly available. It's transparent. You know, it's a case where transactions are recorded, but can never, ever be altered because it's blockchain. So, you know, we can create a database, for example. But a database can always be altered. The blockchain, that's not possible.
Okay.
So now let me explain how users can benefit from this. And that can be encapsulated in the Web3 movement. Don't mind if I just explain a little
Absolutely.
Bit
Please
about
do.
So let me break down Web1, Web2, and Web3. Web1, we call it the read-only web. So in the 90s, you know, or the late 80s, in the advent of the internet, we could only read stuff. We could not interact. And then came Web2, you know, where you can read and write. So you can read content, but you can also post content on Facebook. You can post content on Instagram. So that's Web2. Now, Web3, the difference between the biggest drawback with Web2 is that ownership is lacking. You cannot own the content that you put out there. If you put up a post on Facebook, for example, you don't own the content. Facebook owns the content. If you write an email on Gmail, for example, Google is the one who owns your data. So that's where Web3 comes in. Web3 is the read, write, and own content.
Okay.
So Web1 is read only. Web2 is read and write. Web3 is read, write, and own. Now, if you create a piece of art as an NFT on a marketplace on Tezos, for example, everybody, because of the blockchain, because of the beauty of the blockchain technology, everybody will know that, hey, this is Ashutosh's art.
Very interesting. And how will the blockchain be really used by the common person? I mean, it's very good for artists, it's very good for creators, authors, etc. But how does the common individual benefit?
Yeah, so it really depends on what they're trying to achieve. So one very good use case is NFTs and art. So you know, we did a campaign in August to celebrate the National Independence Day of Indonesia, where we featured 17 artists across 17 cities on 17th of August, which is the Independence Day for Indonesia. And Ashutosh, what was really amazing was that we actually featured artists that were from all over Indonesia. So not just your tier one cities like Jakarta and Surabaya, not just the capital cities. It was actually spread across the towns, hill stations, you know, like the less prominent cities in Indonesia. So we're talking about the common man. This is the perfect example of how the blockchain is being used by people in the grassroots, this campaign. And some of the artwork are actually reflected over there.
Behind you,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so basically it's just a way for them to show their love for the country. So I can share with you a link later, no worries. But where I'm trying to get at is these artists, we only highlighted 17, but you know, there are a lot more. There are in the tens of thousands of people who are actually, maybe more, we don't know. Because it's a decentralized, blockchain is decentralized. There's no database to show, that's the amount of artists we have in Tezos ecosystem. So where I'm trying to get at is that these artists are actually making a living out of NFTs and being positive change makers for their communities. That's what is happening at the moment. So these artists. And then now, if you want to go into students, let's take students, for example, universities or higher education institutions. They have an idea and they think that, okay, you know what? I want to launch this product and blockchain can actually help me to really supercharge my offerings. Then, you know, they can join hackathons, they can join incubators, where people can help them to make this idea into a startup. So the use cases
Absolutely.
Are a lot.
But on the other side, and I've often been asked this question, that in an open platform like the blockchain, how does one ensure the entire challenge of data security and privacy?
Yeah, so that's of course a very, very relevant question at the moment. It's a very, very relevant question at the moment. First and foremost, the beauty of the blockchain is that it's decentralized. So you have a lot of people, who are actually working on the blockchain, people who are passionate about the blockchain. These are people who actually work to improve the mechanism of the blockchain, to increase the protocol. And part of that is to increase the security. So obviously I know more about Tezos, so I will speak for Tezos. Tezos is a self-upgradable blockchain, meaning that if you have it's a proof of stake blockchain. So meaning that if you have a certain amount of Tez, which is the cryptocurrency that's underpinned by the Tezos blockchain, the native cryptocurrency, then you can be a staker, or what we call a baker. And that means that you can participate in the protocol upgrades. We have four protocol upgrades every single year. So this is where people can actually go in and suggest the improvements that can be made. So in one upgrade, you can talk about boosting the security. That is something that you will do. So in the Tezos ecosystem, it's security is something that's very, very important for us. And if you look at the history of all the upgrades that has been done on the Tezos blockchain, you will see that data security is very well covered there.
Very interesting. But having heard many people talk about how strong, secure the blockchain is, what are all the advantages? I want to ask you, what are some of the areas where the blockchain is vulnerable?
Look, at the end of the day, Ashutosh, the people who are interacting and using the blockchain are humans. And where I see I'm wearing my marketing hat over here, where I see a great potential here to overcome, like a barrier to overcome, is education. Because we are human beings. When we hear of something new, when we hear of a technology that's new, especially blockchain, which can be seen as something that's a bit complicated, something that's complex, which is natural because it's new, people immediately have uncertainty in their mind. Oh, blockchain is too complex for me. I don't think blockchain is for me. I'm not a coder. I'm not a developer. I can't use blockchain.
Correct.
So once we overcome this through education, once we overcome this through content, then we can start to ease people's mind that, hey, the blockchain is for everyone. We are here to support you. If you're not a developer, no worries. We are here to support you. There's a lot of content that's publicly available that can help you. So that to me is the biggest barrier that we need to go through. And that is a big, big focus and ethos that I really drill on in my team. That we need to market to humans. We need to speak to human beings and share the real world use cases and share with everybody that the blockchain is for everyone.
Very interesting. My next question is, that as head of marketing of TZ APAC, what goes into building a brand in such a complex technology sector from the purview of a common man?
Yeah. So as common men, as anybody in the anybody in the street, when we hear about blockchain, the last thing we want to hear is code. Last thing we want to hear is protocols, buzzwords that make things even more complicated from us.
Correct.
So what we actually focus on, and what I really inculcated in my team, is that we need to highlight the humans. I've just shared with you the some of the artists, startup founders. These are people we relate to. Why don't we make them the star of the ecosystem, of the Tezos ecosystem? Let's talk about their stories. if you look at this campaign, let me just come back to this campaign since it's also showing in my background.
Sure.
These artists have actually gone through a lot of, they have their own stories. Their art represents their journeys and the difficulties and the, you know, a lot of the things that they have overcome. We highlight that so people can resonate with them. Like, hey, this artist is using NFTs. This artist, for example, is from a vulnerable background. Oh, you know what? That resonates with me. If this person can do it, so can I. So highlighting the stories. And then what we do is we also work with them to do workshops. Like we have workshops with artists who are new. They are mostly in the physical art space. We tell them that, hey, we are doing this workshop for free. You can come down and you know, we'll teach you how to mint an NFT on Tezos blockchain with an artist who has done that before. So we always make the humans the hero with whatever that we try to do with the Tezos blockchain. The same thing for the more technological parts, like you know, startup, you know, like entrepreneurs who want to build tech solutions and want to implement blockchain features. Same thing. We make them the hero. We always think what can benefit this person. So recently we ran an incubator, the DZ APEC EGG Web3 incubator, where we had 20 startups, so about 50 founders from 20 startups across 8 countries in Asia. They participated in an incubator where in that 3 months they went through mentorship from very senior leaders in Web3, and they sat for a lot of master classes. So, you know, we had master classes on how to build a company culture. We had a master class on how to build a smart contract on Tezos. So during these 3 months, they went through all of this. At the end of the 3 months, they went through a demo day where they could pitch their ideas to VCs. So we support these founders from the start. You know, a lot of them come from hackathons, for example, from just an idea to how do you build up that idea into a proper startup. And then we bring in a lot of VCs into the incubate, into the demo day. And then, you know, you get a potential to get funding. So yeah, Ashutosh, I gave you a lot of context over here, but
it's fascinating. Fascinating great response. Let me now move to NFT. Non-fungible tokens. Again, like you explained in a very simple way, what is the blockchain or what is Web 1, Web 2, Web 3.0? What is NFT and how can it be used by the common person?
So an NFT, let's first and foremost start with breaking it down to non-fungible token. Non-fungible is something that is unique and cannot be replicated.
Correct.
A token is something that can be circulated across the blockchain. So that in an essence is an NFT. Now, in the interest of time, let's focus on arts, because that's one of the main use cases for arts. Anything can be minted on the blockchain. So minted is a blockchain term for uploaded. You know, you create a piece of art. Like, you know what? Even this podcast recording can be minted on a blockchain. So what happens is that people can mint their art on a blockchain. It can be in any format, JPEG, MP4, MP3, you know, any format, you name it, it can be uploaded into the blockchain. So what happens here is that when you mint your NFT, it is on the blockchain. You have access to worldwide, to a world of users with the blockchain. And there are a couple of benefits of how it can help people. The most important benefit is utility. When you mint an NFT, your utility, if you have utility, that means what the collector of your NFT, what the buyer of your NFT can stand to benefit. Now, let me give you an example. So there is this really popular band, indie band in Indonesia called Band Mocha. So what they've done is they've minted their music, their songs on the Tezos blockchain. So what that happens is if I collect it now and I collect like a certain number of their NFTs, then the next time they drop a new song, I will get first access to it.
I see.
So that's what you call a utility. So because I collect the NFTs, I benefit from it because I get access to the next song. And then if you go to the Philippines, there's a barbershop in Caloocan. in Manila,
Mm-hmm.
where if you they are also creating NFTs on the blockchain. If you mint 5 of their blockchains, then you know you get discounts to your hair cutting services, or you even get t-shirts, 24 barber t-shirts. So this is how people are bent. So these are how organizations, I'm not giving you you know, examples of MNCs. People in the grassroots, your barber shops are using it.
Amazing.
So they benefit because they get to boost their community, get people following them, engage their fans, engage their customers. And then their customers benefit because, okay, I collect this NFT and I get so many benefits.
Very interesting. And my last question for you, Jeevan, and this is for the many, many people who will listen to our conversation.
Yeah.
Based on your own amazing journey, you know, as working with the Singapore Army, Air Force, doing technology there, coming to TZ APAC, what would you say are three lessons you would want our viewers and listeners to take away from your own journey?
So first and foremost is never be afraid to ask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the corporate world is filled with people, corporate world or the startup world, anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start working, once you're in your uni stage also,
mm-hmm.
you are curious, there will always be people who are willing to help you and to answer your questions, whether it be a CEO, whether it be a managing director,
right.
Whether you use an app like Tiger Hall, or whether you listen to the Brand Called You podcast, or whether you LinkedIn, you message somebody on LinkedIn, there are a lot of people who are willing to help. Don't feel bad because they have been in your position in the first place and they want to pay it forward.
Hmm.
That's number one. Number two, I would say, is that focus on your soft skills. Your soft skills are the skills that will take you very, very far. If you are proactive in your work, if you're hardworking, if you make your boss happy, if you have a pleasant personality, if you have a never say no attitude, you can really, really, you know, break a lot of barriers in the corporate world. And last but not least, I would say that always make conscious decisions to increase your luck surface area. It's very easy for us to, after work, to just lie down and, you know, watch the next episode of on Netflix, or, you know, just chill. But I would say if you can dedicate one or two times of the week where you actually go out to network, you actually make that effort to meet an ex-colleague, to meet your ex-mentor, because this helps you increase your luck surface area. The more people you meet, the more opportunities you discover, the more ideas you get to break down different problems that you are facing and to help you advance in your career.
Amazing. And on that note, Jeevan, and your three amazing lessons, never be afraid to ask. I think that's so powerful. Focus on your soft skills, and that cannot be underscored how important it is for each one of us to develop our soft skills. And third, you said, increase your time to network, go and meet people who are, you know, who have been part of your life or who you want to be a part of life. Thank you so much for speaking to me about your own journey, about Web 1, Web 2, and Web 3. So easily you explained Web 3 was read, write, and own content. Thank you for talking to me about the NFTs. Thank you also for talking to me about Tezos and TZ APAC. Thank you for speaking to me and good luck to you.
Pleasure is all mine. Thank you for having me, Ashutosh.
Thank you for listening to the Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for the Brand Called You.